Ball carrier. Ball comes up short and a turnover of downs. Bad X defense makes a play right to start the second half.
And Bad X defense doing what they need to do here, getting the ball into their offensive hand.
9:48 left in the third quarter. 30-0 Cass City. And Bad X defense says, hey, we're still here. We've got a half to play. If you can put up 30 points in one half, so can we.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking right now. They're hoping their offense is willing to make a change here and get things going on the positive side and a few less negative plays like we talked about at the half.
So Bad X just followed their own 32-yard line left to right across your radio in the maize and blue winged helmets. First and 10, right in under center. Two men in the backfield, tight end in the right, number 7. This is a handoff up the gap. Nothing going there. Cassidy swarms to the ball, maybe a gain of 1. On the bottom of that pile is number 23. That's Jared Emery.
Number 50, Zach Dietering, the senior. First one to make the tackle.
Second and 9 after Jared Emery pushes forward for a yard. Bad X in the first half had 1 first down. No drive over 4 plays. Trying to make something happen here. They're on their second play of this drive with 9:12 left in the third quarter. Wide receiver each way. Braden under center. 2 men in the backfield. The handoff up the gap. He's wide open. Emmerich has the first down. He's out to midfield and brought down at the 48-yard line in the Cass City territory. A nice gain there. That's about 18 yards for Emmerich.
Number 26, Braden Perzanowski makes a tackle. But on the biggest play of the night here for Bad X, about an 18, 19-yard scamper.
That's the largest play on the day for Bad X by 9 yards. 18-yard carry from number 23, Jared Emmerich.
Not mistaken, that run triples their yardage total from the first half. So bright spot here for Bad X. They come out in a nice run here and start second half.
They spot the ball on the 49-yard line. Bad X with low momentum on their side. Tight end to the right, number 7, Bailey Hines. 2 men in the backfield. Braden's going to keep this around for himself. And he's brought down the backfield where the stack, number 89, all over him, Eric Churchill, the junior. Defensive end brings in the sack and a loss of 7 yards back into Bad X territory at the 44-yard line.
Quarterback option there, read option. He faked the handoff up the middle and rolled out to the near side of the field. Just nowhere to go. I mean, just blew up there by number 89, Churchill. Nice read by him to not bite on the pump fake or the fake up the middle.
That's the 5th sack for this Cass City defense tonight. 8 minutes left in the third. 30-0, Cass City leads. Bad X with the ball, faced with a 2nd and 17. Up the gap is number 23, Emmerich again. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage, then about 4 more yards right to in between the hash marks into Cass City territory at the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 10. And now a 3rd and 7.
Number 26, Braden Perzanowski makes another tackle. I think it's a play on both sides of the ball.
I'm correct. That's an 11-yard gain. 7.5 left in the third. 30-0. Cassidy leads. Bad X with the ball. Trying to make a little bit of a drive here in the second half. Making some adjustments at halftime. Extended 20-minute halftime to do so. Braden hands this off to Emmerich once again. The workhorse in the second half. He's about a yard short of the first down marker at the 41-yard line. In doing so, he gets 5 yards from the left hash, left to right across the radio. Now a 4th and 1, 4th and 2 coming up for the Hatchets.
Number 65, Jacob Perry makes the tackle, the junior.
Emmerich now has racked up 48 yards off 8 carries. And a lot of those yards coming in the second half. 6:50 left in the third. Bad X facing a 4th and 2. Wide receiver each way, Braden under center, 2 men in the backfield, wing tee to the right. The handoff to Emmerich, and Cassidy meets him at the line, but Emmerich continues to move the feet forward, and they're going to spot him right just across from the 40-yard line at the 39 3/4. And it's going to be real close to the first down marker, and they're saying they're going to measure this one for good reason. They spot the ball just on the right side of the 40-yard line. And according to the spot, it's going to be a little bit short. I think that's a little bit of a bad spot for Bad X to take.
Yeah, I would say you're right there, but he was hit in the backfield, probably a yard shy of even his own where the ball snapped. That guy, he fought hard for this 2 yards.
It's going to be close, and it's going to be short by about 6 inches. So Cass City gives themselves a stop on fourth down as well and gets the ball back at their own 39-yard line. So to start the second half, we've had two turnover downs, one from each team. And all that momentum we saw with Bad Axe goes unspent.
Looks like, you know, I had to expect Jared Emmerich to get a carry there. I mean, the guy just had a couple of nice runs, and as you can see, he was in the backfield, still fought for a positive gain of a yard and a half, 2 yards, just come up not even half a ball short of the first down marker.
Jared Emmerich, 51 yards of the night so far, and 37 of those coming in the second half. Cass City offense back on the field. This is a handoff right up the middle to number 26, Personowski, the junior running back for Cass City. Points for all he's got, and he gets 4 yards. Brings up second and six at the 44-yard line in their own territory. Cass City's moving right to left across your radio with a 30-point lead over Bad Axe in the third quarter.
The running back, number 23, Jared Emmerich, gets credit for the tackle.
He does it all, folks.
Nice. He even
does windows, if you're curious. 5:55 left in the third quarter. Hartle comes from the sideline with the call, tells his team they break out of the huddle, facing a second and six from their own 44-yard line. Bad Axe needs to get a stop here to get back in this game and then score up in bunches in the second half. T formation, then the two outside backs take a step back behind the middle. Then it's a handoff right up the gap real quickly. They fight for a yard, maybe two, out to the 46-yard line. On the bottom of the pile is number 22, Ricker, Brendan Ricker, senior, Forecast City. That is now his 13th carry at 70 yards, averaging 5.3 yards per carry. More importantly, Cass City's facing a 3rd and 4 from their own 46-yard line. 54 yards for a score.
Cass City do what they do best, just grinding away, 2, 3, 4 yards a carry, looking to try and spark a big run here for first down.
Hartle hands it off to his third man, and they're caught in the backfield, and the Bad Axe defense shuts them down, a gain of nothing on that one. On the bottom of the pile is number one, Bobby Bayette.
Two guys that are really not guarding the line of scrimmage there, number 64, Philip Delpierre, and teamed up with number 53, Garrett Gettner.
Bad Axe's defense is nothing to be ashamed about here. They are putting Cass City in a lot of fourth down positions here, and Cass City is going to be actually punting for the first time tonight, or at least they're showing the punt formation. And there's the boot, a heck of a kick out to about the 22-yard line where it falls out of bounds. They're saying it went out of bounds at about the 26. The officials are still a little bit confused, and they're going to put it at right up 26-27. 30? 32? I feel like it's the Yodeler game out. Price is right now.
They decide right in the middle.
The officials yodel, and they meet at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, sure.
We'll put it there. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets after a 3-and-out from the Cass City Redhawks. Not much offense here in the second half.
Both defenses playing very well here. Let's see if Bad Axe can kind of change that pattern a little.
Bad Axe starts this drive from their own 25-yard line. 75 yards for a score. 4:18 left in the second for a third quarter. 30-0. Cass City leads over Bad Axe. Bad Axe with the ball. Wide receiver out wide each way, and there's a handoff right at the middle. Do you guess it? Number 23, Jared Emmerich. He fights for 3 yards, brings up second and 7 from the 28 in their own territory.
Number 50, Zach Dietering, first on the scene.
There's 16 minutes left in this ballgame, 4 minutes left in the third. Bad Axe has 30 points to make up here if they want to make this a ballgame. Second and 7, coming for the Hatches. Still discussing in their huddle. Ball sits at the 28-yard line. They break receiver wide each way, Labor, and number 7, Hines. And now we have a timeout called by Bad Axe. They want to discuss this one over. The head coach, Mark Benetti, doesn't like something he sees, so we're going to take a break as well. You're tuned at WLEW. We'll be back after this. It's Cass City 30, Bad Axe nothing.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.